Lorraine Public Library System helps to preserve local history. The Lorraine Historical Society International City Project Oral History Initiative is taking place through the next couple of months. And Jillian Zedell from the Historical Society joins us. Good morning, Jillian.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Have you started any of these projects yet, or is it actually this week the beginning of this for you?
So we have started a few of our individual interviews because we're doing interviews one-on-one for this oral history project and also having some scheduled sessions out at the libraries.
So let's talk. You have one coming up on Saturday, January 19th at the South Lorraine branch. What takes place? What do people need to do? What's the process for this?
Mm-hmm. So myself and some of our Rockstar volunteers are going to be out at the South Branch of the Lorraine Public Library, and we're going to be there from 1 to 4:30, and we're asking that people sign up for a time block where they come in and sit with us for maybe 30 to 45 minutes, and they can talk to us about their experience living in Lorraine. We want to talk to them about their traditions relating to their heritage and also the communities that they grew up in.
Do you give them prompts along the way to generate more response?
Yes, absolutely. We have some questions that we can ask, and if they start telling us a great story, then we'll ask some follow-up questions and kind of help them along.
What's kind of the depth that you're looking for in these stories? I guess you try to have them as more personal as possible to give a more fuller color of that time period or those insights?
Yes, absolutely. We want people's personal stories. It's easy to record political history or big business, kind of big events, but the individual experiences of people, families, communities are just as much a part of history as those big events. And so we want those personal stories.
And this is for people you're specifically targeting at this point in Lorraine, the city of Lorraine, correct?
We are, yes. That's the Historical Society's focus. I do know that the library branch in Avon is doing their own oral histories as well for their community. But our focus is people who live in or haven't lived in Lorraine.
Jillian, have you actually done this? Have you taken in these oral histories yourself?
I have, yes.
And is there anything out there that maybe you've heard along the way that made you go, wow, how about that?
Yes. Talking to an individual from the Italian-American community and her experience just in her church, and then how she sort of saw other people in different communities. She told a story from her childhood where, it makes me tear up a little bit. It was so moving. She told a story from her childhood where maybe she overheard a disparaging comment about someone from a different community than hers. And her father said to her, "You don't say that about other people because people said that about us." And so stories like that where people understand that there's more in common with people that are different than them than they may think.
You know, and I was thinking about the emotion that comes with this, because anybody who's sharing a personal story, the reason they remember it is because it does have usually an emotional tie, you know, whether it was a happy time or some, you know, event that sort of changed the direction maybe of their life. So you as the listener, you know, recording this, you kind of sort of remain neutral, but obviously you are affected by some of these stories too.
Right, yeah, absolutely. So we want to record the stories and not really place our judgment on the comments, but as a person who loves history and loves to learn about other people, you know, I am personally affected, even though the recording of that story is neutral.
Well, that's the reason why you're doing these stories, right?
Mm-hmm.
To have impact to it. What happens with these recordings? What's the idea behind this, and what will eventually become of these recordings?
Mm-hmm. So a few things are going to happen. Primarily, we're going to add them just to the Historical Society collection that kind of pieces together the history of our city. And also what we're going to do is create an exhibit here at the Carnegie Center that features clips from the various interviews that we do and different photos that demonstrate the vast cultural diversity found in our city.
Yeah. And again, when are these taking, or how do people get involved with this? And I see that you have ones in January, February, and March. That's probably just the first rollout of this.
Right? It is. Those are our first sessions that we have scheduled at the Lorain Public Library. We wanted to kind of take this program out to the people and reach people that maybe aren't used to coming to us, and maybe bring a few more fans to the Lorain Historical Society. We're also going to do like some individual interviews. People can call if they can't make it to one of the library sessions. They can call us and schedule a time, and we'll work out a time that works best for our volunteers and for the person that wants to do the interview.
Are these open to any age? Sometimes when you think of doing an oral history, we always talk about maybe talking to a grandparent, an older adult, somebody who has things that weren't here when we were here. But what's your plan? You know, who do you want to speak to?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We are open to every age. We would say that we want to talk to people who are 18 and older, just kind of adult age,
right,
just for whatever reason.
Sure.
And people who are recently who have recently moved to Lorain, we want their stories and their experiences so far in our city, but also people who have lived here their whole lives, who might be in the higher end of the,
right,
the age range.
Well, they remember buildings that used to be there, or streets, or certain traditions, or, you know, before all of this sort of modern technology. Maybe those are always ones that are interesting to talk with, because they'll have stories that you really couldn't find anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
How do you kind of prime the pump for interviews? As Craig and I do interviews here, we know sometimes people, you put a microphone down, maybe they look at that, they shy away. How do you kind of make them comfortable enough to kind of get going and get to the good stuff, as
mm-hmm.
it were?
Absolutely. So one thing we're going to do is kind of just talk to them for a few minutes before we get started. Let them know exactly what's going on, how we're going to record the interviews. We are just using audio recordings, so they don't have to worry about video or anything like that. And then we also make it a one-on-one conversation. So it's two people in a quiet space having a conversation about their life and about their experience. A more one-sided conversation, but a conversation nonetheless.
Right. As long as you press play record, those are things that we always remember. Make sure it's recording as you're going, because you don't want to miss out any of the good stuff.
Exactly.
If people want to sign up, how do they go about doing that right now?
So they can call us at the Historical Society. Our phone number is 440-245-2563. They will talk to me, Jillian, and we can schedule a time, either at one of our library sessions or some other time.
Sounds great. Jillian Zedell joining us this morning, talking about the Lorain Historical Society, preserving an oral history, looking for all those living in Lorain who want to participate. Jillian, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate
it. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.